This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a fantastic day as we're off and running with the top sports stories of the day every afternoon here at 2 o'clock. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. There's Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboys scout, NFL executive, looking more Longhorn every day in his pearl snap shirt and his Texas... That? Is Texas, is that a Texas Cowboys hat?
Yeah, this is the organization that my son's involved with.
Okay.
They fire the cannons, yes. And they're, you know, they're kind of the face
fire
of the
cannon.
Face of the the school and yeah. Stuff. Been around since 1922. Quite impressive. He and Arch Manning are brothers in this
Cowboys.
In the Texas Cowboys. So yeah, this is the guys that wear the hats, the chaps, and the white shirts and stuff like that. So really proud of him for that. He sent me a text yesterday with a picture of him.
Yeah.
He said, "Dad, I'm starting my 15th year of school." You know, like he had the backpack.
What is he, a junior now?
He's sophomore? A junior. He's a junior in Texas, yeah.
Holy crap.
You're number 15.
Yeah,
man.
He goes, 15th year of high of school. And I'm like, okay. Here we go.
He's going to graduate on time, isn't he?
He is, and then he's going to...
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Unless he starts drinking massively even more. But
about to say, dude.
He's already got into a master's program there at the McCombs Business School. They've already asked him to be in this master's program for his for the finance stuff that he does. So
how do you like
his mom
apples?
His mom can handle that, and I'm just got to get him the 4 years. That's my...
That's it, right?
Yeah, I'm done.
Then you're done.
Congratulations. He made a Longhorn out of you is what that kid did.
You know what? Until it turns into like the season of sports actually starts because Texas now being in the SEC.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought I'd wear the hat in honor of him today.
See, I see you skirting those rules just a little more every season.
No, I just...
I'm
proud of him, but... Texas is in the SEC now. There's no love there.
Okay.
Love for what my son does. No love for the Longhorns.
What your outfit says.
More and more burnt orange.
I've worn this shirt
closet.
Before. Worn this shirt before with an LSU lid.
I know. It just hits with the Longhorn hat a little different.
Don't
be so observant, Dawson. Don't be so observant.
I've come to know that
you
look over.
You want to fight about this owner? Let's fight.
And
okay.
I see purple and yellow. Now I see a beautiful white and burnt orange.
It is nice to see though that Broaddus took his Jerry cape off before coming in today.
Yeah, no doubt.
I was over having lunch with Jerry at the club today, and he kind of said,
"Were you spin feeding him?"
Dawson's a son of a bitch. I've said, "Hey, you know, he's really a good dude. You know, it's okay, Jerry. Don't worry about Dawson. He's harmless. He doesn't really mean what he's saying, all those bad things about
him."
Hey,
I'm just playing my part. I'm sure he enjoys
He's playing his
fact.
Part too, right?
Yeah, he's playing his part. And, you know, he knows it's all part of the deal.
Yeah.
There's Lucius Alexander, the pimp cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. He's a UT man himself.
He is.
You got Eric Chiafalo in the house. Zach Wolchuk is he's on dad duty. He's having himself a brilliant time. Send him some love on social.
I heard the plane flight you said was good for him.
Yeah.
I was trying to talk him out of that.
Oh, I know. He was stressing about that, but he said it went well. So
yeah.
I would imagine. And then I haven't heard from him. So he's probably having a great time.
Most babies lock in after takeoff. You know, it's rare that you
baby's
get one
4 months, right? 4 or 5
something,
months?
Something like that, yeah.
What a gamble. What a gamble. Yeah.
This is just to Florida, though, right? What is that, an hour and a half? Something like that?
Maybe, yeah, I would say
maybe a couple
2 hours.
Yeah, maybe a couple.
Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Last flight I took, it left a mark on me, and now whenever I think about somebody flying, it's just like, I don't know. I might need to go to therapy for this one. It's still with me a week and a half later.
Is that Frontier bit?
No. This was a Spirit flight, Chief. You didn't get this story when I flew into Vegas that Friday when I was off.
Oh, you had Spirit.
It was
what
so...
What are you doing to yourself?
Well,
you're punishing yourself.
I was trying to save $58.
Spirit is all good for short flights.
Yeah.
You get massively drunk and you take your little short flight and get it over with.
Yeah. What's a short flight, Lucius? Under 90 minutes?
Maybe. Yeah.
As long as you're...
hour and 30 minutes the most, bro.
Right. That's
yeah,
max.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like with Spirit, it's such a gamble.
Well, they do have the highest safety record. And I found out after this traumatic experience why they leave nothing to chance. So we're coming into Vegas. It's super windy, and the wings are going like back and forth.
Touching the ground there.
We're about to have a wing strike, and dude gasses it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then, so we go back up, and then we're circling. We try again. This time he didn't even get that close. He's gassing it, and I'm like, crap, I don't know. We got to go to Los Angeles. Just get me off this plane. Yeah.
And since you're on Spirit, you're sitting on somebody else's lap, and it makes it even more uncomfortable.
In a damn lawn chair.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing I found about Spirit and Frontier. You know, you don't want to have, obviously, luggage or even a roller bag, just a personal item, which can be a backpack.
Fanny pack, really.
So if you're going for like
one... Oh, that's perfect for you that doesn't carry luggage.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a week and not carry luggage.
So now we're super actual budget. I can use that money to pay the extra 40 or 50 bucks to be in the front seat. Okay, so now when that thing gets up, I just get up and walk off the jet. I don't have to worry about somebody leaning back into me.
They will get you on those baggage, though. That Spirit, they will build in some charges.
Next thing you know, you're
You want to go to the men's room? $750.
Oh, yeah. They'd have the whole family out there with the suitcases wide open, switching stuff around.
Yeah.
Holding up the line.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I done did that before.
Yeah, they came around asking for refreshments, and I was like, I'll just take a water. They say, that'll be $7. Yeah. I was like, oh, my bad.
Never mind. I'll raw dog this thing.
I'm good. We are going to talk with Cody Bradford today, coming up at 3:20 for the Rangers player show, straight out of Aledo, Texas, and Baylor. And, you know, started the year on fire.
Yeah.
We were still excited about this Rangers season. He was 3-0 with a 1-4. Then he got hurt. Well, now he's back, still dealing pretty good. So we'll talk with Cody Bradford coming up at 3:20. Mike Sando at 4 o'clock. Is he with the Athletic now?
Yes.
Okay. And he has quarterback tears today, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll talk sandwiches with him, too.
Absolutely. Rangers back at it tonight at 6:30 with the pregame. They'll visit the White Sox, and Sandler is going to join us at 6 o'clock. We're going to have Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks for our Cowboys player show.
How about that, man?
That's nice. Thursdays at 4:20. Yeah,
that's going to be fun.
And, yes, he was on with KMC Masterpiece during training camp. If you didn't hear that, just take our word for it, or you could go find it on YouTube or something. But he's got great energy, and, you know, he's interested in a lot of different stuff. So I think, you know, it's a perfect candidate here for a weekly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when he agreed to the deal with the Cowboys in the offseason, he joined, like, Bussin' with the Boys. He was on Pat McAfee. Like, he's a guy that's got some personality, certainly has some stories, and I'm looking forward to it. That's great news.
So we're about 51 minutes now from the cuts being due, Brian.
Yeah, I'm laughing because, you know, we were talking about Wood being on the team. I just got a text.
He's not.
Something shifted. Sounds like Wood's getting released now.
Oh, no.
So... I don't know. Kind of thought he was going to be the guy. We'll see.
Something shifted.
Yeah. Something shifted.
Yeah, you hear that? Leave it alone, bro.
Something shifted.
Too early.
Does that mean Dalvin Cook is signing?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, but he was going to be. I had him on my 53, and I was talking with some guys on the way in. Like, hey, you know, this guy's got a good shot. It looks like he's going to make it. Now I'm getting the something's shifted. So. Anyway, that's kind of where we're at. So he might not, but we'll see. Like you said, here in 50 minutes, we'll know exactly. The Cowboys will release all their cuts at 3:40. Krusty's Corner, I'll go through all of them, see where we're at.
Sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me.
It is when you're dealing with this stuff. This Wood kid can play a little bit. I was thinking about the reason I put him on the roster was because of those running backs, and I don't know who's going to play special teams on that group.
We're gonna have to hashtag it and get it going viral. You know, hashtag don't touch our Wood, just to other teams in the
NFL. Of course, yeah. Like, go ahead, you could spearhead
Don't you dare take him away from our practice squad.
Yeah, don't take our Wood away.
So we've been hearing from you that Carl Lawson's better against the run than the pass. Yeah. That maybe should have been a warning sign. And then Todd Archer reporting he's not even going to make the team.
Yeah, Todd Archer's reporting that they're probably going to release him. He's a vested veteran, so he would be immediately free. Maybe that's a bring him onto the practice squad kind of thing. So we'll see. There's going to be a lot of this roster gymnastics coming up here in the next 50 minutes or so. But the roster as it is will probably not be the roster that we'll have in 3 days. There'll be claims. There'll be guys that are lost. They'll put guys on injured reserve. I believe Thomas, the rookie from Louisiana Lafayette, the guard, he might be on, and then they put him on injured reserve. When are they going to sign? When are they going to sign Linville Joseph? That's another one. You know, they if he were to wait a couple of days, that keeps a roster spot for him right there. Then when you sign him, then maybe you put Thomas to the injured reserve. You know, so there's a lot of things that are going to be happening here in the next 48 hours or so.
So you watched Dalvin Cook?
I did.
What'd you think?
He's very similar to what you have with Ezekiel Elliott. He's just a little bit quicker. And, you know, he could catch the ball. The things that Zeke does better, Zeke's a better blocker. Zeke, I think, is a better receiver. I think that the thing that Dalvin Cook lacks now is he no longer has that burst, that long burst that he used to have. Mm-hmm. When you watch him turn the corner, he can't get the corner like he once did. He was able to kind of get on the outside and turn it and then make things happen. But he's kind of a guy, and probably a lot like Zeke, however well the play's blocked, that's how many yards he's going to get, because he's not going to make anybody miss. He's not going to run through weak arm tackles. I looked at Anabanakanda from the Jets. I looked at him because Pro Football Focus had him as the number one guy. And there's some positive things about him as a runner. Is he an upgrade over what you're playing with? In some regards, I think he is. I'm always trying to compare players to Rico Dowdle. The problem with Rico Dowdle is how healthy can you stay? If you told me he was going to play for 17 games, I think you would be fine here. But there's really no guarantee of that. He never has done it. Even as a part-time player, he hasn't stayed healthy. So that's something that has to concern you. But this Dalvin Cook thing, I feel like you've got a similar guy to what you're playing with already.
All righty, very interesting. I mean, that would look good on paper. I mean, Ezekiel
it's a good
Elliott
name.
And Dalvin Cook.
It's what it's yeah. like. It's
so
like,
I can't rule it out.
You're just literally a half decade too late.
Yeah, it's a good name. It's like Carl Lawson was a good name, and Linville Joseph might be a good name, and these were all good names 3-4 years ago, for
right.
sure.
Okay. The Titans are releasing former first-round pick Caleb Farley, the corner. I remember talking a lot about him. He's appeared in just 12 games, though. Been a massive disappointment.
Well, he's got back problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Chiefs released the wide receiver Kadarius Toney. This could be it for him, couldn't he?
He's just a headache.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody else is going to want to take on that baggage for the production.
I'm seeing from Tom Pelissero here, the Cowboys are trading Peyton Hendershot, the tight end, to the Chiefs. For I guess just a late round conditional pick.
Okay.
So they were planning to cut him anyway.
Yeah.
And I guess the Chiefs were like, we'll just go ahead and make sure we get him.
Yeah, the Chiefs are picking in the 32 hole on the claimings. And so, but Hendershot's a vested veteran, if I'm not mistaken.
In year three?
Yeah, so maybe he's not. I kind of thought he was a vested veteran. So good for them for making that happen, I guess, since they were trading him. Because if he was a vested veteran, they would just wave him straight through.
It's got to be exciting for him. Yeah. You got to hang on to the football. Yeah. You know, I know that was frustrating. But his rookie year, he looked to be a playmaker.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's supposed to be Fergushot. We're supposed to be in the era of Fergushot running 12 personnel and two guys running up the seam and doing awesome touchdown dances, choreographed. That was we had a moment.
This is where I think now that the guy like a Span Ford, they're likely going to keep four tight ends now. I thought they would only keep three, but maybe they're going to keep Span Ford as, you know, they gave him a lot of guaranteed money. He's a rookie. They don't want to put him out. They knowing that maybe if they put him out that he might get claimed, because there were several teams that they had to make a big offer to get him, to pay him quite a bit of signing bonus. So they're worried that, you know, if we put him out there, we're not going to get him back. So I think that's kind of where we're at right now with these tight ends.
Well, we are off and running here in the G-Bag Nation. 4.5-hour show, Rangers pregame at 6:30. Cooler weather in town. Cloud cover here from times throughout the day. You're looking at upper 80s and lower 90s for Labor Day weekend with some possible thunderstorms, actually. Lower chances of rain pretty much every day in the afternoon this week, though. So be on the lookout for that. New favorite snack actually doesn't involve sugar, gentlemen. Couldn't believe it. Spicy pork rinds.
Wow. Yeah.
The spicy pork rinds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%. Is there a certain brand that you're rocking with?
I mean, I'm in the exploratory stages right now. I'm open to suggestions. But I just grabbed a bag from Walmart on my way out last night. It was about the second or third time I've had some in the last couple of weeks, and I just crushed the whole thing.
I was like, by golly, this is my new jam right here.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
The hot and spicy, yeah, those are bomb, dude.
I think that's probably like keto approved too, right?
Yeah,
like, yeah, because it's not carbs. I'm gonna do some really good.
Did it destroy the top of your mouth?
No, I'm good.
Because sometimes that the material, the texture of it thing, if you too many of them.
I think it might be calloused from all the Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, okay. I got you.
See, I like them baconettes, bro. Get them baconettes.
there's another
pork rind company out of Grand Prairie. They're really damn good, dude.
Yeah, there's a couple here in town, and they're doing some great work. Okay, where would you take our guy in a fantasy draft right now? And the G-Bag of the Day is coming up next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation here, home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105 through the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back, Nation. Let's talk some more Cowboys with you. Top two fantasy players going into the season, many people making their decisions right now. Christian McCaffrey and CeeDee Lamb, which one are you taking? Segment is brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. This one seemed easy to me, but, you know, maybe I'm biased. I just think the injury risk with Christian McCaffrey is too much, isn't
it? That's it. Man, that is it. I mean, he's...
Absolutely.
But the thing about with Christian McCaffrey, if this was Carolina Panther guy, yeah, you wouldn't pick him. But he's kind of figured out how to keep playing games for San Francisco, hasn't he?
He has.
It's amazing because he would...
He got banged up at the end of the season, though, last year, and was sort of limping into the playoffs a little
bit
and missed the last couple of games. But the nature of the beast, and he's got a lot of mileage now.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before, whether it's just the general age factor and he's a half step slower and he's just not quite the same. But I think the injury risk is super high. But while he's playing in that offense, they're going to feed him.
Yeah, I totally. But to me, Lamb, you just can count on him. And what's the offense going to be for the Cowboys? I feel like they'll be able to run the ball. I don't know at what level they'll be able to run the ball. You know, I think their offensive line will be better with the guys they've got. I think they'll be more of a powerful group, especially in the middle with BB and the combination blocks of BB and Martin and BB and Smith. I think that was the one thing when you even looked at the backups when BB was playing with TJ Bass and guys, man, they were securing down linemen and getting some movement. I can only imagine too, you know, Pro Bowl guards playing next to BB with the power and able to push and then to cut the ball behind him. So if they figure out the backs probably could run the ball a little bit better with this offense. But if they don't, it's going to be about Lamb and Ferguson and Cooks and probably Tolbert as well.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of targets. I think CeeDee Lamb is probably a good bet to lead the NFL in number of targets, number of receptions. Yeah. And what was so impressive last year is even when the defense was focused on CeeDee Lamb, he still produced. So I don't think you could look at it like, well, the Cowboys offense is going to be too one-dimensional and they'll be able to take it away. I think, you know, the Cowboys were still amongst the league leaders in almost every passing metric last year, and their run game was pretty much non-existent last year as well.
Yeah, I think that it's a no-brainer that CeeDee Lamb is just going to be an absolute production monster with the way they move him around and everything like that. And the other thing, too, and we kind of talked about this in the pregame show the other night, Broadus, but I wonder with the lack of real juice at the running back spot, you saw him play a little bit, CeeDee Lamb, in the backfield last year. Like a handful of carries.
Yeah.
How much more of that could you see?
Oh, plenty more.
Yeah, I think you could see plenty more.
I think he welcomes the opportunity to play the various positions. I don't think he shies away where, you know, where Deebo Samuel at the end was kind of like, man, I don't always, if you're going to make me the running back too, you got to pay me to be the running back too.
Because you're shortening a career.
Yeah. But I think CeeDee Lamb welcomes the opportunity to have ball in hand and play that way.
Well, and it probably won't be that big of a deal if you're talking about, you know, 30 carries over the course of a year.
Yeah.
What are we talking here?
Yeah. In my mind, I'm thinking like, a few carries a game perhaps. And you'd never know with the ball in his hands, he's most impressive that way, where mm-hmm. it's yards after catch, yards after contact stuff. He's able to make people miss. So just an added element to his game to, from a fantasy perspective, rack it up. But, I mean, PPR-wise, like, he's catching 10 balls a game pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be incredible and, you know, could possibly be even more. The great thing about getting wide receivers matched up with the ball in their hands is the guys lined up against them are typically, you know, inferior when it comes to tackling guys. You know, it's the bottom line. Instead of safeties, linebackers, you're often looking at a corner as your first man to beat. And that's why when they measure it analytically, wide receivers outperform running backs when being handed the football. And it is one of those massive opportunities that's blinking at you. But, you know, how much do teams want to risk their prime assets, their premium assets in the passing game to generate more in the ground game? So there's a real give and take there.
Yeah, you've seen what's happened to Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, yeah. The other fantasy good players on this team, is it just Dak and Ferguson? Is Cooks a player you'd want on a fantasy team right now?
Cooks is a player that, yes, I mean, he's definitely a draftable type dude. He's not anywhere close to a top flight guy, but he's wide receiver two. I guess in this offense, he's the third option behind Ferguson and and Lamb. So he's draftable, but he's not high.
And then, you know, the other asset that should be up for fantasy consideration right now, we haven't talked about this much, I believe, should probably be the fourth round pick that you would have used on a runner with the Trey Lance, trade.
Yeah, that's something they gambled on the quarterback. And me personally, Todd Archer was on with the morning guys, and he was kind of talking about, like, if this thing gets to Cleveland and Dak Prescott's not signed, why would he sign? What's the incentive for him to sign right now? And just play it out and see what happens, and you get to free agency and maybe you get what you want out of the deal. I still think that Trey Lance is probably in the picture here, and I see him probably as a bridge guy. You know, he's going to be the third quarterback this year, likely.
And the chances are slim, but there's a chance, so we might as well play it out with the young guy, see where it goes.
You know, I could
plays you into a top five pick.
I could see he could figure out and.
Yeah,
you know, I know Chase
Value
Daniel
one way or another.
Chase Daniel was breaking down his interceptions this morning and I was watching it, and it was really fascinating to see a former quarterback, you know, talk about, hey, you got to pick the side you're going to throw to. You got to throw here. You've got 3-on-2. On the other side, you got 2-on-2. So you don't, you know, why would you throw the ball to the 3-on-2 side?
Right,
3 being the 3 defenders, 2 you know receivers over there. So there's things that he is going to have to absolutely learn how to do. I could see them, you know, at the end of this, if Dak moves on to another place, yeah, sure, he's going to be a bridge guy. We know what we have in Trey Lance. Might have a new coach, though, too. New coach might say, yeah, I'm not really interested in coaching up Trey Lance here. And they might then they change the path completely with the quarterback room.
I'd try something else, you know, but if there's nothing good in the draft next year, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, essentially having a tank year under Trey Lance. But to answer your question, why would Dak not, or why would he do a deal mm-hmm. once the season starts? You're 31 years old. The last time you were on a contract year, you broke your leg in a really mm-hmm. scary way. Mm-hmm. There's a number out there, you know?
Yeah, or he could get $70 million from the Raiders.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, that's I.
But if you get hurt, time, you're not getting that number.
Every
not
time,
at 32.
Every time he has gambled on himself, he's won. So I kind of agree with Todd here. There's nothing if I'm Dak Prescott, and I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But every time he's gone to he's taken this opportunity to try and do something else, he's come up aces.
Cowboys fantasy power rankings: Lamb, Prescott, Ferguson. Butter Aubrey, baby.
No,
that's the
kicker
you want.
That is right.
That's
dude.
A bucket getter.
He's got it stuck on automatic. He's probably going to break the record this year. I think he's going from 68. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius. The G-Bag of the day.
Bang, 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 bang. Ah, ah. What up, though? What's
hey,
up? What's up? What's up? What's up? All right, see, would it be day two for our guy Kenny, the late, great Kenny?
Yeah, yeah.
One of the greatest Tolos of all time. He's no longer with us, but we have his clip here. He's already a G-Bag of the Year nominee.
That's right.
So this might be the last day I vote for Kenny. I just wanted him to have his run so people can hear him and reminisce about his wit. Here's Kenny right here with a joke for what you drinking and what you thinking.
Today, I want to tell you a story about my friend, the quarterback.
Okay.
He did a lot of things in his life, but in any case, he never swam the Jordan River.
Okay.
Local boy, played UNT, mm-hmm. played a little Canadian football.
All right.
I happened to see him one day a long time ago. He had his head down, and he was real disappointed. And I said, what's wrong? He told me, he said, well, I'm going through a divorce. I said, what happened? He said, well, I picked this girl. She was my first draft choice. And I'm really, really disappointed. I thought she was a tight end, but I found out she was a wide receiver.
Look at you saying it like it's a TV program or something. Wide receiver.
What? I never got he never swum the Jordan River reference.
I don't know, man.
I think he was just being Kenny.
That was a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just adding to the story.
A little deflection.
Yeah. You know, make it
set you up for it.
Yeah.
That was good.
Hey, Mac Pork Skins is the name of those skins there, Dawson. Mac's Pork Skins.
Okay.
It's good stuff. You ever seen them like the chicharrones?
Oh, yes.
They get the size like your arm?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, get the, was it the El Rancho?
That might have been the ones.
Big crunch.
Boy, I know there was. Crunch. I know they were a yellow bag.
Oh, so good.
I'm going back by Walmart tonight. Got to see my guy.
All right. What was
those things can't be healthy, right?
No.
What? What is it? Sodium, probably?
Yeah.
Probably a lot of sodium in it.
Saturated fat.
Yeah.
Fat oil.
Yeah. It's got protein.
I think that was President Bush's favorite snack. I think the dad.
Which Bush? Oh, Daddy Bush?
The dad. I think the dad loved the pork rinds.
Yeah. The boss of the CIA at one point in time, that guy?
Yeah, he liked the pork rinds.
All right, let's see. All right, we got Dana White right here, UFC boss. He's responding to the internet trolls. Internet trolls saying Internet trolls have been saying Dana White has been glazing John Jones.
Wow, dang.
Yeah, so.
That would explain a lot.
Is that consensual?
Yeah.
So Dana White defends himself, I guess.
And for anybody who thinks, I know the whole internet, oh, John Jones, he's you know, that I'm up John Jones' ass. These are facts. Facts.
Oh.
And since everybody has been such douchebags about this,
ooh,
I'm coming out with a nice little punch in the face for all you that think that John Jones isn't the greatest of all time. Whatever your beef is with John Jones, knock yourself out. There is no way in hell that John Jones doesn't want to fight Aspinall.
So
that I guarantee you, John Jones will fight everybody.
Just facts, buddy.
Facts.
He's not going to beat the allegations, though.
No.
Not going to beat the allegations.
That was his Aaron Rodgers, I'm not gay moment.
But he didn't hit it out the park like Aaron did.
No.
Let's go to the other side of the pond. Boss Man sent me this one. Dorking Wanderers. It's a football club. Dorking FC.
Oh, my gosh.
You seen this?
This is incredible.
Yeah, this is wild. Now, apparently, this guy kind of owns the team, too. He's the manager, and he kind of owns the team. His buddies
got a little Jerry Jones in him.
Yeah, yeah. Semi-pro football club in England. Here's the manager. His name is Mark White. He talks about beating an opponent. He's really happy about it.
At one point, I thought this interview might be slightly different. Sum that up, especially the second half.
Well, first of all, I loved giving it to them St. Albans fans, singing all their sexually offensive songs like a bunch of kids, and I love beating people like that and then giving it back. So to all them boys, they can go and cry tonight around their mummy's house. Good f***ing luck, lads. You got beat. Unlucky. Apart from that, I thought St. Albans.
I had to get that off first.
Apart from that.
That's good stuff, bro.
That was awesome.
Real team. That was good.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Dorking Wanderers.
Dorking, dude.
Yeah.
That's one of my code words that I use for the soccer team, you know, when I don't want to cuss, you know. I say you're dorking around.
Dorking around.
Yeah.
You guys quit dorking around.
The literal definition of a dork is actually pretty scientific. You learned it from the animal planet.
Really?
You guys don't know what it is?
No.
Oh, man.
What about you?
I don't know what it is. If you said animal planet, that right there gave me a little pause there, Eric.
Which animal's penis is it?
Yeah,
Eric?
Exactly.
It's a whale's, Lucius.
Yeah, see?
Oh,
see?
Okay.
See? Yeah. I knew it.
The whale.
The whale.
Okay.
I watched a when I was young, I'll never forget this.
Jacques Cousteau.
Animal Planet show I was watching, whatever. It was like real scientific, but they had a song, and it was about animals mating. Yeah. And they had a song, and they said, animals do it. People do it.
Hey, what's going on? What is going on?
Who came up with this
you and me baby?
Yeah. I'm like 8 years old, man. What's going on? Let's go to our high school football game where the PA announcer had a hot mic moment.
Oh, no.
Turn around. Yeah.
It's Mickey.
Pass intended for number 11, Tyler George. Incomplete. Penalty markers down. Turn around, you dumbass. Read his eyes. I don't know why I'm calling a 16-year-old a dumbass. It's kind of redundant. Maybe it's more ass hat.
Ass hat. That's going into the stadium? Yeah. That is insane, dude.
Yeah, wild stuff.
That's wonderful.
You hear some crazy stuff from those PA announcers over the years.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it our current champion, Kenny and Quinlan? Is it Dana White?
I was just vibing out, Broadus.
I looked up. I thought I was missing something.
I was vibing out, bro. I thought that was my cue.
Hey, Lucius, are we ready to vote?
Hey.
Is it Dorking FC? The manager there.
Oh, man. The regular, you guys got some regular skins with some Louisiana hot sauce, bro.
Okay. Okay.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get the salsa. And the, cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
Maybe some guac.
Oh, you're really venturing out.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
There's a lot of things we can do here. Yes. Maybe some ground beef.
Yes.
Our place, that we go to, like, Mexican bar.
Yeah.
They have the pork
with
rinds.
The guac.
As the dipping. Because yes. Those things are porous.
Phenomenal,
and it gets
dude.
All that.
Great vessel.
Yeah. I was just getting ready to say, do you like guac?
Yeah.
Yes. If you like guac, Dawson, scoop it in there. Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Out of control.
You really like guac?
I think I'm going to call them porchos. Yeah, but don't put any onions or tomatoes in my guac. Okay?
Oh, well, that's not guac.
I'll let you step
that's
on
just
an avocado.
Mashed avocado.
Thank you.
Salt and lime will get it done.
Put some of that seasoning stuff in there. You know, or is it the PA announcer with a hot mic moment? I'm going to go with Dorking FC, Chief. How about you?
Gosh, dang it. I think I am as well.
Lucius?
The high school PA announcer.
Let's vote on this. Yeah, high school PA announcer.
We're tied at 2. Jump onto our Twitter account, at GBagNation. You can follow us all when you get there. All of our handles are in the bio at GBagNation. We're coming back with what are we going to do here next?
We got a little sports hodgepodge.
Okay.
We got the legend of the Honey Deuce and my new favorite football player that's next year in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. A lot going on with the Cowboys. Peyton Hendershot was traded to the Kansas City Chiefs for a conditional late round pick. We'll get more details on that coming up later. Cody Bradford, Rangers pitcher out of Aledo at 320. It's time now for a sports hodgepodge, and here's the Chief.
This has to be the best business thing going in sports right now with this one individual athlete. Have you guys heard of this dude, Mondo Duplantis? He's a Swedish-American track and field star. He's a pole vaulting
monster.
He's
from LSU.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Do you know what he does?
Dude, I know he pole vaulted for Sweden. He should have been. He's from Louisiana. I don't know why.
Swedish American.
Oh, this guy, yeah, I've watched him and stuff.
Yeah, what
the
is
track
he,
championships, what's Olympics.
What's his NIL stuff? What has he got going?
Oh, I have no idea.
I thought maybe that's what you were talking about.
No, so basically,
he's one of the. He's clearly one of the best in the world.
Oh, he is. Yes, yeah. he's a continuous record setter.
Yeah.
And breaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so every time you break a world record, you get $100,000.
Yeah.
And so he continues to break his own pole vaulting record
incrementally.
Yes.
There you go.
So he's getting 100,000 every single time, and so he's just doing it a centimeter at a time.
Nice.
And so now he's broken his own pole vault record 10 times.
Brilliant.
Since 2020. So he's accumulated $1 million in bonuses over the last 4 years, and he's only like he's a super young dude.
Yeah.
So he probably has a few more years left in him of being able to break his own record 1 centimeter at a time, and it's just 100K every time. Why would I beat it by inches when I can do it by a centimeter and cash in more and more and more? It's brilliant. This is incredible. What a loophole he's found.
So he's got like the top 10 all-time pole vaults.
Yeah, he just keeps breaking his own world record every single time.
and he gets $100K for doing it every time. It's just, it's brilliant, and I'm happy for him. We also are you guys familiar with this? The U.S. Open cocktail?
Yeah, it's some special.
The Honey Deuce?
The Honey Deuce, yeah. It's one of the most popular ones they have, right?
I've never heard of this.
Okay, I've never heard of this either.
Well, they have some really good drinks at this place.
Well, it's the signature cocktail at the U.S. Open. It's been a staple at the tennis tournament since 2005. And just a monster cash cow for the organizers. Vendors at last year's U.S. Open sold 450,000 Honey Deuces over the 20-day event. Which was up 11% from 2022, $22 a pop.
Yeah.
So it was almost $10 million, basically $10 million in sales for just that one concession item. Everybody absolutely loves it. It looks classy. It's basically just a Grey Goose and lemonade.
Yeah.
But what they also add in there is a little bit of raspberry liqueur.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And 3 honeydew melon balls that very cleverly resemble tennis balls.
Yeah. And they kind of adorn the straw. It looks like.
Yes, exactly.
Better than
olives.
To top
it off.
They kind of look like grapes.
Yeah, they do. I don't know what a honeydew melon ball necessarily
is. It probably sops up all that liquor.
I bet it's delicious.
Yeah.
It looks delightful, and they're absolutely crushing it in terms of, I mean, $10 million with just that one concession item over a 3-week period because everybody just loves them. So, and now they're making Honey Deuce like merch.
Yeah.
You can buy t-shirts and hats and stuff. It's really taking on a life of its own. Cocktail of the year.
I wonder which drink sells more. I know how many days you say? 20 days?
20 days.
Okay. So that drink's going to sell more. But if you go to the Kentucky Derby, the mint julep, you know?
Oh yeah. Mint julep is the real deal.
Yeah. That's a real, but that's a 3-day deal. So there's no way they can.
The juleps would win on a per day basis, I bet.
On a per day basis, I think they would.
This might be an underrated place to go, like, day drinking, U.S. Open.
I don't think you have to go
12,
in.
15 of these. I agree.
They have all these screens and stuff that tennis center. It's funny, you take the train, and if you exit to the left, you go to Citi Field. You exit to the right, you go to the tennis center. They're right across the tracks from each other. And so it's easy to get to that way with the train system the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you could drink all day, get on the train, go back home. That would be fun.
Yeah, that does sound
like
a heck
of a day. We did
that
for the Mets game anyway. Yeah.
Well, did you guys see what Caitlin Clark did last night?
She got banged up a little bit, didn't she?
She did get banged up a little bit. I was like,
put her team in the playoffs?
Yeah, well, she made even more WNBA rookie history against the Atlanta Dream. It was her 4th three-pointer of the night, which tied Ryan Howard for the WNBA rookie record for three-pointers in a season with 85. The funny part about it, though, is she made it, and the person that was guarding her on it was Ryan Howard, the person that she tied the record with.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Howard was defending her on the play when she made it. So it was just kind of like a random deal, but she had a bunch of threes last night and ended up tying the rookie record in the WNBA for most threes in a rookie season. And her shot distance where she makes it is crazy, like well beyond the NBA 3-point line. Her range is just absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, she did look like she rolled her ankle or something. I don't know. I just saw still shots of it and she was grimacing pretty bad, but I guess she was fine. And then did you guys see what, or like a little basketball or butt crack on this? Anthony Edwards says that Michael Jordan was the only player with real skill back in the day.
Yeah, he's tripping, bro. He's got to relax.
He's like, I didn't watch, but nobody had skill. That's basically the context of what he said. Now, would you believe me if I said Magic Johnson responded by saying, I never responded?
I've got that for you if you want it.
You do?
Yeah, I got it, bro.
I don't never respond to a guy that's never won a championship.
Ooh.
There's not nothing to really say. He didn't win a college championship. I don't know if he even won a high school championship.
That hits. That hits pretty hard right there.
Like Broadus would say, Anthony needs to be quiet.
Quiet.
You need to be quiet.
You need to be quiet.
Pipe down. Yeah. I love him saying, I didn't watch back then, but they didn't have skill. Like, it was just pretty incredible. It starts with, I didn't watch back in the day, so I can't speak on it. But just so you know, they didn't have skill.
Skill was significantly less. Like, dribbling was pretty much left to point guards and shooting guards. You know, small forwards, power forwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, even some of those guards were hilarious. Like Clyde Drexler only dribbled with one hand and his head was down the entire time. he would just raise up and like unleash his 45-inch vert and jam on you when he was done. Because you know the coaching was just so much less. Mm-hmm. You figured out basketball on your own up until like 20 years ago.
Yeah, now it's so specialized and
yeah,
early ages as well. Did you guys see McDonald's is going to be releasing the chicken Big Mac?
Really?
It's a Big Mac, but now instead of beef patties, it's the McChicken, basically.
Is it going to be flame broiled?
Stacked up. No, this is going to be a fried chicken situation.
I don't know
McChicken
if that,
Big Mac.
A McChicken Big Mac.
With all the cheese and lettuce and tomato and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, same deal.
Special sauce?
Yeah, it's going to be, basically, you're just subbing out the beef patty for
so
a McChicken chicken fried patty.
It's the Big Mac without the patties.
It's those chicken patties that are in the chicken sandwich right now, right?
Yeah, it's the chicken Big Mac.
Yeah.
You don't like the McChicken from McDonald's?
It's not my favorite.
I understand. I do like it, though. I think that's something that I'd be in on.
What is it
McChicken
you don't
Big
like?
Mac.
Is there any food you don't like?
Yeah, we already talked about BK.
Okay.
Have it your way.
Okay.
Which is not at all.
But, man, I hate that you missed when BK had a real run.
Yeah.
When the Whopper was a Whopper.
Yeah,
I missed that too.
He did. He's talking out of his rear right now.
Talking out the side of your neck.
You did a hell of a job at it, Chief. Thank you so much. Yeah. There it is, a proper sports hodgepodge in the G-Bag Nation. NFL news today, then Cody Bradford. Where are we going, Chief?
Well, we're not going to get with the times in the NFL this year, so I'm sorry to say that, but we do have a big-time quarterback conversation and cut updates left and right next year in the nation.